This is Sex and Waffles, an American horror story. That's horror with a W, brought to you live by Waffle Press Studios. What is up, Brunch Club? Hello, hello. I'm your host, Joy. And wow, guys, what a week it has been. You know, I joked with you guys that I was ending 2019 in a total dry spell. I lied. I think I have gotten laid more in the past couple weeks than I have in all of 2019. That is not a joke. I'm stocking up on nuts for winter, and that's the only way to have sex. I always say I can't have, like, summer sex because it's so hot. And then it's just, like, two sweaty people being, like, really sweaty. I've also lived in a lot of places, like, without air conditioning, and I fuck outside a lot. And let me tell you, fucking outside when it's already hot outside, or, like, fucking in your car that doesn't have air conditioning when it's hot out, shout out to Jeep Wranglers. Not fun. Okay, it's fun. But it's just like, I think my body is overheating. I think that I sweat more during sexual activity in the summer than I do running 18 miles. That's not even a joke. Like, summer sex is hot and sticky. But like, winter sex, I don't want to get out of my clothes. I mean, call me lazy. I don't understand how cuffing season even exists. Like, I don't want to get naked in winter. It's so cold all the time. And I mean, I know, like, human body heat is the warmest thing in the world. Okay, that sounded kind of creepy. But, like, literally, like, if you are dying and you cuddle with someone, like, you cuddle for survival. Survival cuddles. You have to be naked for those. Like, you can't have your clothes on. It has to be skin-to-skin contact. Like, you're a mom and it's baby, okay? That's just your survival tip of the week. It's not even a sex tip. But, like, if you're ever in the wild with another human, if you are on Naked and Afraid and you need to survive, be naked and cuddle for warmth. Like, that is the way to do it. But winter, like, I just, even though I know that, like, I don't want to take my clothes off. Like, everyone jokes about their winter bods. It's not that I care about my winter bod. It's physically that I don't want to remove my shirt when it's negative degrees outside because my tits are just rock hard and it's really difficult. Like, it's just... But then if you have sex under the covers, first of all, you feel like you're 13. Second of all, it just gets really hot and sweaty like it's a summer day. Honestly, fall is the best time to get laid, and spring. I love getting laid in summer because I really don't have to take off that much clothing. But honestly, stocking up on nuts for winter. Now I understand. A day in the life of a squirrel. I get it. I'm going into hibernation. I'm not going to get laid for most of 2020. So it's okay. I'm getting ready for it. I'm saving all that cum energy and just going to roll with it. But I fucked a lot. So there's were a lot of places. I'm not going to disclose them to you because I feel like I can probably... Can I get arrested? Probably not. One of them may or may not have been a porta potty. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Check it off the fucking bucket list. Do it or don't. Do it or bitch out. New game. Do it or don't. Where are you gonna fuck today? The options are endless. Just don't get caught. It's a beautiful world out there, guys. Go fucking it. Go get fucked. Please. Please do. My shoutouts for the week. Ugh, guys. I had a very overwhelmingly wonderful response for everyone who bought my book. Thank you. That is my shout out of the week. Like, everyone who purchased my Kindle, whether you liked it, disliked it, returned it, There was one person who returned it, and I was like, I don't think you know what you're gotten into. But that's okay. Thank you for purchasing in the first place. Like, thank you. Like, it truly, truly means the world to me that you guys, like, read my blog, you listen to my podcast, you purchase my book. Like, that just means the world to me, and I am so super thankful for that. And I just wanted to say thank you, and thank you for purchasing my book if you did, and thank you if you were one of the first people to purchase it. That really meant a lot to me. One person left a review on Amazon, and it was it was really nice. And if you guys haven't purchased a copy, I mean, I would highly recommend it. It got 5 stars on Amazon. The paperback version is available now, and you can order that. But thank you guys so much for being fans, listening in, and hanging out, you know? And if there's anything that you guys want me to talk about, anything you want to talk to me about, if you need advice, whatever, like, just email me. therealsexandwaffles@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Love to hear feedback. Love to hear anything you want me to talk about, anything that you think I should write about. I'm really open to all ideas and would love to hear from you guys. Or you can DM me on Instagram, therealsexandwaffles. Email might be a little easier, but email therealsexandwaffles@gmail.com, and Instagram is therealsexandwaffles. Come play with me. Also, our DM of the week, guys. Speaking of Instagram. Okay. I don't know if dick pics just come with the fucking season, or like the weather changes and everyone just like suddenly wants their dick just to be looked at. You guys send me so many fucking dick pics. Like, do you just want someone to look at your dick? Like, are you that desperate to have someone look at it? I can't even fucking touch it. Like, do you just want me to look at it? Don't get me wrong, I like dicks, but Jesus fuck. I will say your guys' quality in dick pics has gone up. But at the same time, why are you sending me so many fucking dick pics? Oh, I always thought I would, like, empower women through this. Turns out I just get a lot of dick pics. It's fine. You know, if I'm ever in a dry spell, I know a number of people on Instagram that I can go to. So, I'll never be dry again. Here's to not living a sober sex life. There we are. So, this week, I told you guys our new segment was gonna be what I wish I had known, as in like what you wish you had known before you started having sex, when you were having sex, all the different things like you literally wish you would have known about sex, like the weird, the good, the bad, the ugly, like everything. Like, I, here's an example. Can you see buttholes during sex? I don't know, stay tuned and maybe I'll talk about it. That's not the topic of this week. The topic of this week actually goes with the theme of the week. How to ask for tit pics. Short answer, don't. You really say it best and you say nothing at all. Long answer, don't. No one wants that fucking text that says, send pics. Oh, I'm just thinking about you. Send me your tits. Okay. Here's the thing. I really support males liking tits. Like, I honestly don't think it's rude that men like tits. A lot of girls get offended by this, and I'm not trying to unempower women in any way, but I don't think there's anything wrong with a 26-year-old man, a 30-year-old man, a 16-year-old man, an 80-year-old man who's like, I like tits. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I have the same reaction about dicks, so maybe that's why I feel it on a spiritual level. But I don't see anything wrong with liking tits. I really don't. And I think it is honestly fucking awesome when guys get excited about tits, no matter how many fucking times they've seen it. Think about it. That's literally the greatest gift in the world. They've been looking at tits since they were like 13 years old. They see porn tits all the fucking time, but you show them your tits and they're like, tits. I don't know why people get offended by this. I think that is the greatest thing and I fucking love it. I am so here for it because what would you prefer them to be like? Oh, wow. You could do better. Like, what other reaction are you looking for? Are you, like, showing them your tits and you're like, they're like, oh, so what's your middle name? No. Like, when I see a dick, I can't be like, how's your grandma? Like, if I'm showing you my tits, I'm trying to fuck you. Obviously. Like, when you send me a dick picture, you were either one, insecure and just want my praise and affirmations, which I'm not going to give you, or two, you're trying to fuck. Literally, the best quote I've ever heard about dick pics, Blue Mountain State, when the guy says, she wasn't thinking about you sexually before, but you send her a dick pic, and now she is, which Blue Mountain State is probably one of my favorite shows of all time, and I absolutely love it. But, okay, the DM of the week was, rate my penis. Rate my penis. Guys, come on, seriously, are you really looking for girls to rate your penis? I have told you time and time again, if you don't like your penis, you know, you can change your mouth, your hands, and grab a fucking dildo. Get comfortable to having a girl on top because it's a much better position for men with small dicks. And if you need me to rate your penis, get out. I mean, I got a good laugh out of it for sure. They didn't actually send me their penis. Maybe they did. I don't know. The message was blocked from Instagram, but it literally just said, rate my penis, ? That is your DM of the week. So back to asking for tit pics. Guys, okay. I know you all want to. I know you're all like, okay, this whole podcast, blog, everything this girl talks about is being bold, asking what you want for. It's like fine for me to ask for a dick pic. Like if I text you and I'm like, send me your dick. That's fine. But also, if I ask you that, I normally have already sent you my tits. We've been over this. Men don't send a lot of dick pics, okay, except to my DMs. Never in my life have I received so many dick pics. Even when I was trying to get them, I fucking had to beg for them. Like, where were you guys 2 years ago? Jesus fuck, I was just trying to see some dick then. But really, I think the guys who don't ask have a higher success rate of getting tits and getting lots of them than the guys who ask. The guys who ask, we see we're like, you're annoying, you're weird, like there's something wrong with you. And, you know, I'm all for being bold and doing whatever, but there's something, even me, like even when I get asked to be like, send me your tits, I'm like, ew, get the fuck out. Like, just literally go watch a fucking porno. Or if you send one and the guy's like, that's not taken currently. Excuse me, I'm choking. Do you ever think you're just gonna die because you're choking on your own spit? I do all the time, don't worry about it. But there's so many times, like, guys will be like, that's not a recent photo. Are you stalking me? Like, do you know exactly where I am right now? Like, how do you know this isn't a fucking current photo? And first of all, why do you care? You asked for my tits. Now you're upset that I sent you some stale photo from last year when I was really skinny and looked really hot. You don't get to decide what tit pic you get. If you ask and I send, you're not allowed to be like, ooh, that's a little stale for my taste. Did you get tits? Yes. Should you be happy? Yes. Beggars can't be fucking choosers, and Santa's gonna put coal in your fucking stocking. Not even in your stocking, in your goddamn asshole, okay? Just, like, do you know how hard it is to take good tit pics? Extremely difficult. Not really, because men are actually really easy, so, like, it's really not even that hard. So, honestly, that point is invalid. But seriously, when you're asking for tit pics, like, I don't know, you could be the coolest, greatest fucking guy. You still seem fucking weird. I don't know what it is. Like, I asked for a dick pic. It's really not that weird. Like, fucking send it. You ask me for tit pics, double standard. It's weird. I'm offended. I don't know why. Like I honestly can't even tell you why, but this is universal with girls. I mean, I for sure have done it a number, like, I'm the kind of girl, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, if you want to see my tits, you want to see my tits. If you want to fuck me, you want to fuck me. Like, I'm totally down for it. I would like to fuck you too. You can look at my tits, but again, like, there is something weird about getting a text, you're like, send me your tits. Unless we've been, like, banging for a while, then it's like, okay, if I've never touched your penis, don't ask. I don't know, like, I really think the guys, of everyone I think I've, like, talked to and sent nudes to, the ones that it's worked the best on are the ones that have never asked. Like, those were the ones I was like, I want you. There is something very sexy about silence. There is something very sexy when no one asks you for a pic. No one's, like, no one is asking. Said no one ever asked for tits. Like, there is just really something hot, I think, about that ominous talking to someone. You're like, do they want to see my tits? Like, do they not? Like, you clearly want to fuck them and you send them your tits. That is the go signal. That is the green light. They know they're going to fuck. They might not, okay? Like, it's all up to you, like, if you want to fuck them. But at the moment, like, they don't ask you for a tit pic and you send it, dude, sign, send, delivered. You're having sex. Like, you are going to have sex. And if you're not, you are disappointing literally everyone in this world who is in a dry spell. And what are you doing with your life? Like, if you're sending tit pics to someone who has not even asked and you're not fucking them, what are you doing? Get out there. Show them your real tits in real time. Don't show them those stale titties. Boys apparently hate those. I still do not get that. Like, you're still getting a fucking tit pic and you're fucking complaining. And then you send some, like, half-hard dick picture with your bed covers next to your dick. That's the worst. You get, like their bed sheets. Not even their sheets. Like, some shitty duvet. Like, it's not even a duvet. Like, a shitty comforter. It's, like, covering their leg. Like, those shitty ones from, like, hotel, like, cheap hotels that you don't really want to touch. Like, one of those. Like, God, I don't know why every guy owns one of those, but it's weird. And it's, like, covering their leg and their dick is out. And you're like, really? I looked so fucking good in my photo. And you sent me shitty hotel duvet dick pics? What are you thinking? That's when you don't send it. JK, I've definitely slept with those people, too. Whatever. I mean, dick is a dick. I don't know what to tell you. But what I wish I would have known is how to send tit pics. I think the first tit pic I ever sent, I was, like, smiling, and I, like, didn't know what to do, and I just kind of, like, showed my tits and, like, my face, my whole face and my tits, and then I sent it. You really shouldn't do that unless you, like, really trust the person or, like, you really don't give a fuck. Like, honest to God, if my tits end up online, I'm like, whatever. Like, all these celebrities are so concerned and everything. I'm like, all right. My tits end up online, it might be the best thing that's ever happened to me. I'm not going to put them out there, but, you know, if someone says I'm caught in a sex scandal, I'm going to be like, well, what is so wrong with a little titty? Put me on Pornhub. Make people start paying for this. Honestly, I'm just going to be mad no one paid for it. I'm going to be like, you got that for free. That sucks. But that's what I wish I would have known. I wish I would have known, like, how to take a tip back. And I feel like it took me a really, really long time to take a tit pick. Like, it was a long, long, long time. But I also had one of my previous friends with benefits. I one day sent him a bunch of nudes and told him to evaluate them on a scale of 1 to 1, you wouldn't fuck me, to porno. Honestly, I think everyone should do this. Have a friend that you can send your nudes to and they can honestly evaluate them for you. It was very, very helpful in how to figure out, like, how to take nudes, how to position myself, lighting and whatnot. And then after that, I did a lot of research on, like, stuff and not whatnot. But I also know a lot about photography, so having, like, a good picture, it's not because I necessarily, like, care how I look. It's literally because, like, I like the photographic aspect of it. Like, I have a framed picture of my tits in my room because I just think it is, like, an incredible photo that I took on self-timer. I did my own lighting, like, everything. Like, I just fucking love the photo. So I framed it, put it in my room, and I'm like, you know what? Your tits aren't gonna be this young forever. Remember this moment. It was beautiful. I fucking love it. They're in black and white. Like, it's, I could not recommend you more. Frame your tits. What an empowering moment in my life. Though, if anyone else besides my friends ever comes into my house, they're gonna be like, what are you doing? Why are there tits on your wall? Cause, yo, like, I have vintage Playboy magazines on my coffee table. I have my own tits on my wall. There is a framed dick in my house. It's great. It's just pure, pure fucking bliss. But no one ever tells you, like, how to take a good tit pic. And no one tells you when you're younger not to put your face in it. Like, I didn't know that was, like, the number one rule when you're younger instead sending something to some weird high school boy who you don't even know. I mean, come on. No one knows that at that age. Let's be real here. But yeah, that's what I wish I would have known. Do your research on tit pics, guys. You can, like, have fun with them. If you're gonna send tit pics, have fun. Don't be stressed out about it. Send it to a good friend. Ask them if it's okay. Like, have fun with yo titty pics. And dudes, I'm not even kidding you. Like, you say it best when you say nothing at all. Like, I am so for being bold, like, asking the girl out, like, trying to get her number, like, whatever. Be persistent. Tit pics, guarantee you, the less you say, the more tits you will receive. That is all I have for you guys this week. Stay hard. Get laid. Happy cuffing season. Fucking enjoy it. Like, get cuffed. Come on. Everybody loves a little cuffing season. But you guys can follow me on Instagram at TheRealSexAndWaffles. You can email me, TheRealSexAndWaffles@gmail.com. And my website is TheRealSexAndWaffles. I've been meaning to re-up my Twitter again, so stay tuned and I'll let you guys know what my Twitter is. And you can be inside my head 24/7 because I fucking love Twitter. Yeah, guys, stay hard.